Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy New Year, man. Bob, the Christmas holiday is behind us. We've got the new year squarely in the scope, and we're going to see what we can do about talking you through a little bit of what to grill on New Year's, as well as a few other things, maybe some good beverages to drink as well. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show, the Grilling Guys. The smokiest show on the airwaves, as far as I can tell, Jop.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great Christmas and also a good time to use up a few more of those Better Maids. My wife's family is all in right now.
Right.
And they're all from the Detroit market.
Yep.
So they all grew up on Better Maid, and that's how I got to acquire the taste for
sure,
them.
Sure, sure.
So they were pretty thrilled with the array. They showed up Thursday afternoon. Daughter Maggie got married.
Right.
Thursday, and had a reception downtown Grand Rapids. And so they're all hanging around. It's like a four-day Jabor Christmas. So,
and there's a lot of them, too.
It was nice. Yeah, there's 10 kids in that family.
Where are they staying? Are
we
they
need more Better Maid. If you're listening out there, Better Maid, we're running out of chips desperately.
Bob's feeding family. Yeah, they're all fighting over the crumbs
right
now.
They're chip-eating freaks, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're good, man. And the cool thing is Better Maid has lots and lots of varieties of stuff. I'm a pork rind guy, man.
Oh, yeah.
I like me some pork
rinds.
Me,
too. I could eat bags
right?
of
and,
them.
Yeah, drinking
and
beer.
And they fit my diet.
Drinking beer. And yeah, they do, because there's nothing to them. Right? Just hog skin. Ain't no big deal.
Better than the sawdust I'm eating.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, Bob, over the Christmas, I couldn't mention it before the holiday, but the week before Christmas, I had a really cool opportunity, and this doesn't happen very often because we're just not that big of a deal. But we had a super
Says
fan.
You.
We had a super fan, and he reached out to me on behalf of a super fan, this guy's future son-in-law, and maybe he's engaged by now, I don't know. But
is that a thing, super fan?
Yeah, well, he described his father-in-law-to-be as a guy that really enjoys our show.
Nice.
Okay, and his name is Greg, and he's over in Saginaw, and he owns a brewery called The Oracle.
Heard of it.
Okay, and this guy, Alex Benarek from Grand Rapids, is going to marry... Someday. I tried to pin him down. He got a little red in the face.
Uh-oh.
But his intention is he's in love with Greg's daughter.
Get her okay. done, buddy.
Right.
Come on.
Get her done, Alex.
Go
Come on
buy
now.
The ring.
Make her an loud. Honest woman, right? But anyway, he wrote a very nice letter. I was touched by it, and he just said, hey, Greg is a big fan of the show. He talks about stuff that he learns on your show all the time,
how
and
cool.
he teaches us how to grill.
That's so
right?
cool. I
and
love
I'm
that
like,
story.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
When you hear that, it makes
so
all this worthwhile.
He said, is there something that maybe I could get him with your logo on it or something? And I'm like, man.
Yeah, we've got this excursion.
Right, yeah. But anyway, so I came up with a shirt. It's no big deal.
No. That's a very cool shirt. I had the matching.
Right.
We were a couple when we got those.
Right, yeah. But anyway, I gave him a shirt. And, you know, I just hope they had a very Merry Christmas, because I'm going to tell you right now, that made my holidays that
oh, yeah.
just somebody went
oh,
out
yeah.
of his way to get somebody in his family
yeah.
that something that they knew would be special for
oh,
them. That's what
how
it's all
nice.
About, man.
How nice.
Yeah. So
and you're
a,
right. We're not
experience.
That big a deal. But
right.
to some people, they really love listening to the show. That's why we have so many people podcasting.
Right.
You can podcast this show if you go to thegrillingguys.com and look at the top right corner. There's a headset. Click on it. We'll send this to your phone or your iPad or whatever you like, your device, for free. It's the best deal on Al Gore's interweb.
Right. Yeah. So the holidays are halfly, is that a word?
It is.
Halfway.
It is bigly.
Halfway behind us, and we're looking squarely at the New Year's Eve festivities.
Bigly.
And, right. And I, you know, if you're a grilling guy and you're either invited or you're hosting, it's the time to perform when you've got all the people over. And like you said, you got 40 people at your place. What are you cooking for them?
Is this when you're doing a little tap dance when you start performing? Get the top hat out?
Maybe you're Stormy on and you're out at the grill and you've got a cold beer in your hand, and they're looking to say, oh, you're the grilling guy. What's coming off this grill?
I got shut down. I was ready to do first of all, we normally have like 70 of those Jabors show up, and it's dwindling. They're all getting older, and the kids don't want to come or whatever. There's only 40 of them this year.
Was that all?
So good thing we doubled the size of our house. They get hotel rooms. Right. They all rent the same place, the courtyard on 28th Street, I think. Yeah. So stay away from there. There's going to be the smell of kibbe tonight, I'm pretty sure. But I was going to do prime rib. And my wife, being as frugal as she is, she goes, no, it's too expensive. I'm going, come on, Sobe has great prices on prime. Let me. No. She shut me down. And Emily and Maggie,
right,
they collaborate against me all the time now.
Well, I think I might be a little bit to blame for that, because you just dumped some cash at Standard Kitchens and redid that whole kitchen.
No, you're not.
I can understand the budget, brother.
You're not to blame at all. You guys did. You gave us a great price, a great deal on that kitchen. I could never. Nobody could beat that, I'm sure. So either way, I was shut down on the prime rib. So I had to go see Tim Sobe, hat in hand. I brought him his Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
And said, buddy, I'm sorry, I got to cancel the prime rib order, but I still need the 300 pounds for my church in January, we're good there.
Yeah, right.
But so Emily and Maggie and Maureen have all collaborated against me to say we're having a pasta bar. All we want from you, old man, is Italian sausage and chicken.
Oh, okay.
So I ordered some skinless, boneless chicken breasts instead.
Right.
And then, I'm buying your Italian sausage. Right. I'm stealing it out of your garage freezer.
Yeah, that latter part, because I inquired about that for you, and it's not available.
You did?
I did, and it's not available.
So it wasn't really yours.
Oh, I have it. I have it, but I have to sell you. No, check that. I got to give you mine.
I'm going to get you more. I'm going
to
go to Sobe's. He's got great Italian sausage.
Because
it's no big deal.
I have a young lady that works with me who is of Italian heritage, and her family makes sausage, and I bought some. So that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, you're going to have to buy it, because I'm not giving you my good stuff.
So last week I went to Old Nation because I have a customer in Williamston.
What's Old Nation?
It's the number 4 brewing company in Michigan right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped in and saw Travis Fritz. He's going to come on in the next segment. But I just had to – because I have a great client in Williamston.
Okay.
I have to stop and see Travis.
Right. Yeah, you work for Williams.
So,
no, you don't. It's Carrier.
It's Carrier Great Lakes.
Yeah.
So he gave me this Electron Brown, and there's a big poster – when you go in there now, depending on where you're listening, he's all the way out to the East Coast now. This place is blowing up. So if you're in Atlantic City on WOND, thanks for tuning in. And you're going to see M43 on your shelves of your beer store like within the next couple weeks.
That's like a road name, the letter M and then a dash and a 43.
And we're big on that stuff in Michigan.
Right, yeah. Well, that's where you can find your way to the brewery, right?
That's actually a good point.
Right.
Because they're on M43.
Duh.
I would have never thought of that. So anyway, Travis is coming on. So I ended up grilling.
Chicken and sausage.
Actually, I didn't grill it yet. I'm doing it today. The chicken's marinating. It's that chicken marinade recipe I gave you maybe a week or two ago. But it's a wonderful balsamic in oil and spice. And then I threw some pesto in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my mouth's watering right now. I cannot wait to get it. But for the Nurmico party last weekend, I made some jerky, and I still don't have a deer, but I got a couple days left. I used this cubed round steak that I have a ton of from that cow I bought.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a big Swiss steak guy. Made wonderful jerky. Let's talk to our buddy Travis Fritz at Old Nation next segment.
We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
It's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
One minute to midnight.
Happy New Year. A couple days early. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. And we've got Christmas behind us. We've got New Year's Eve right in the crosshairs. And we're looking forward to having a little bit of festivities to bring in 2019. And one of the things that we do help us celebrate is drink some really good microbrewed beer. What you thinking, Bob?
Yes, sir. Hey, thanks for coming back with us and sticking around through the commercial break. Check out those commercials when you're listening to the Grilling Guys, because those are our sponsors. Those guys keep us on the air, and we love them and we need them, because this is a weekend show that is only here to serve you. And what we can do is take care of our sponsors and support their small businesses from Michigan. Another small business from Michigan that is not so small anymore. And Mr. Fonger, thank you so much for that beautiful Bing Crosby. That was nice. Or was that you? That was Bing? Okay. On the grilling line right now is somebody that we've been friends with for years now, and he's probably in the process of getting so big he won't talk to us anymore, but we're going to get one last interview out of Travis Fritz, Old Nation Brewing Company. How are you, buddy?
Good, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, you know how I'm doing, because I'm drinking Electron Brown, baby.
Ah, very nice. Very nice. You got a little bit of that caffeine kick there.
Yes. Yeah. I think something like that.
It is the morning.
Right. Yeah. Is it the caffeine? We don't know. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So I don't know how much we should push Electron Brown, because I don't think that's in distribution, is it?
It is, actually. Yeah, we released it to a relatively tight distribution footprint about a month and a half ago. And then we're expanding that footprint even right now. We just had a pretty decent shipment go out to our Michigan distributor. It is a Michigan-only beer.
Okay.
And we've been surprised. We didn't know what the response would be after all this IPA to putting a different beer on the market, but it's been pretty great.
Well, you know what I keep begging you to bring out? I won't bug you on the air about it. But the Electron Brown has the coolest picture job. How do you like that? How do you like the graphics of this thing? It's a little more complex than M43 in the graphics.
Yeah.
Is that not a cool – I mean, don't you want to be that guy on the can?
Right, yeah.
Who is that dude, Travis?
That's Ron Brown. Ron is an English guy. He grew up in Redcar, England, which is, in the sort of middle north part on the ocean there. And he was this – savant in terms, he passed away sadly 2 years ago, right around now, in fact I think December 12th when he passed away, not last year but the year before. He was there when we opened. He was an engineer. He's one of these savants, right? He's this guy who, you know, you hear about guys who can fix anything, and sometimes they can and sometimes they can't, and sometimes there are jobs that are too big for them or disciplines in which they haven't worked, and that wasn't Ron. I mean, he was this 74-year-old guy who came to us, you know, armed with these, you know, mechanical gadgets that looked like Korean War artifacts, but, you know, there wasn't a software issue he couldn't solve. There wasn't a mechanical issue he couldn't solve.
We call those guys, we say he was a wrench because the guy,
he was a wrench.
And you have a wrench on the can, so that's perfect. My dad was a wrench, and I get that. We're talking right now with Travis Fritz from Old Nation Brewing Company out of Williamston, Michigan. One of the beautiful things is I have a great client right in Williamston, and it's called Briggs Mechanical. And I got to see him last week, and then I stopped and saw you, and you were kind enough to give me a little bit of this Electron Brown and something else that we call Boss Tweed, which my boys absolutely love.
Great.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Old Nation. You were just on a few months ago, and you gave them the story. But in case people didn't hear, what's the history?
You know, my brewing partner and I, Nate, have been brewing together for about 10 years here in Michigan together. Independently, we've been professional brewers for about 16, 17 years apiece. Opened up Old Nation in order to kind of pay homage to the beers that we, you know, grew up making as apprentices and as journeymen, which were really traditional, generally European styles, as you, you know, suggested, Pilsner and stuff like that, but also Belgian beers and English beers. And, you know, we were very positive on that style package when we opened. It was something that was happening on the East and West Coast. Wasn't happening here in Michigan. Our first foray were good beers, but not anything like what people were really interested in buying. So we pivoted, started making this new style of beer called New England IPA. Really kind of got our hands completely inside of that style, and generated one that has performed really well for us. And so we went from, you know, our first 6 months of opening, so June to January of 2015, we were at 1,200 barrels. You know, we're close enough to the end of this year that I think it's fair for me to say we'll be just under a couple hundred barrels under 20,000 barrels this year.
Wow.
Which is a big increase.
In 3 years, right, Travis?
Yeah, in 3 years.
That's amazing, brother. Congratulations. Yeah, good for you.
Thanks.
Because you know we've known you for a long time, but when M43 came out, I remember that I was at a drinking establishment, and it was new, and I tried one, and I'm like, oh, my God, this stuff is unbelievable. And I came back to Bob, and I'm like, Bob, have you heard of this M43? And he goes, no, I don't think I had, because it had just come out. And I said, but it's from Old Nation. He goes, oh, it's got to be good then. I'm like, dude, this is the best beer I've had in a long time. And kudos to you, man, because you did hit your home run, right?
Well, thanks. Yeah, well, we had enough at-bats, man. 4 million monkeys in a room for 4 million years to write Shakespeare. It feels like one of those kind of things. You know?
So the M43 has a big brother, and we call him Boss Tweed.
That is the boss, yep.
That's a big beer.
That's a big beer. And, it's, you know, that one is not eclipsing M43, but has really come into its own this season. And not just in Michigan. I mean, you know, all over Ohio and, you know, Illinois and in Chicago here in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, down as far as Atlanta and as far afield as Greece and Iceland, we've been sending that beer to great response. M43 is our baby, and it's getting great reviews wherever it goes. The Boss Tweed is a real close second now. And boy, we couldn't be happier with, as you say, a home run and even a standing double is good enough. Two good hits like that are something we didn't expect.
So somebody that doesn't know what a your style of beer is, this New England or New Orthodox IPA, tell us the difference. I know what I think, but I'd like to hear it from you.
Right. Well, visually, you know, IPAs have tended to be historically bright, which means clear, more or less, right? They have color, but you see through them. And so visually, this beer is much different in that respect. Very, very cloudy. And that has to do with the grains that we use. There's, and this is all in the can. It's not proprietary information. There's oat, a great deal of oat malt, which is not a normal necessarily grain to use in beer. And then a fair amount of wheat malt as well. And that and the amount of hops that we're using all kind of come together in order to make that cloudy style of beer that we have now. But I think what's more important is the way that this beer tastes. It is not anywhere near as bitter as most IPAs, and really carries the same bitterness as a European Pilsner might, particularly a North German Pilsner, which is relatively moderate when compared to most IPAs. And the flavor of the hops that we're using, new kinds of hops from the Pacific Northwest primarily, is that of mango and citrus and, you know, oranges and grapefruit and all of this kind of tropical fruit coming from the hops. And it's also the way that we use those hops that gives that huge flavor and really impactful aroma in this beer. But we're overloading the beer, frankly, with hops in order to get this really bright aroma. So,
and that's done in a dry hop fashion. You're overloading dry hop.
The overloading dry hops, yeah. So we're hopping in the hot side. So that's to say, in the brew house, when we're actually where you would generally add hops.
Cooking it.
But mostly, as you say, we're doing it in the fermenter, which means once the beer is at or close to the end of fermentation, we're capitalizing on a process the yeast goes through called biotransformation, which makes the flavor of these hops that we're using even more impactful.
Now you're over my head, buddy. We're out of time. Travis Fritz, Old Nation Brewing Company. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. You're making all of Michigan proud. If you haven't had an M43, go get one. And if you're lucky enough, find Electron Brown. You can go to Williamston, Michigan, and find Old Nation Brewing Company. Don't expect to see Travis. The boy's busy. We'll see you, pal.
See you now. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, if you can't figure out that guy knows beer, then you don't know what you're listening to. But coming up next, we're going to talk about a little bit of party foods and maybe some of Bob's Buffalo Chicken Dip. Stick with us. We'll be back.
How can our love go wrong if we start the new year right?
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are better made.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we've got the New Year's Eve squarely in the crosshairs, and we're looking forward to having a little bit of potty. And if you're going to be grilling for your party for the New Year's, welcoming in 2019, then we want to help a little bit. And this segment's a little bit about maybe some party food that Bob and I have tried in the past. Some of it works. Most of it does. We won't talk about the ones that you're like, nah, you really don't want to try that.
That happens.
Right, but it does happen. But just got a few things in mind. So here we go. What are you thinking?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And welcome back to the Grillin' Guys Show. Don't forget to go to our Facebook page, /TheGrillinGuys. Give us a like, because we need friends. We're kind of pathetic. But stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill. There's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're going to eat enough, you might choke.
Right.
And this is how it goes. We're going to do a little grilled buffalo chicken dip.
Ooh, and that's a good one.
I honestly ripped this recipe off and I played with it and I adjusted it for the way I make it.
Is anybody surprised that Bob changes the recipe?
Well,
The guy that made the recipe thought it was pretty damn good, or he never would have published it.
And it was good when I had it. Yeah. But don't you do that when you see a recipe, you go, yeah, that's too much salt, or that's not enough chicken, or I wouldn't put it in a freaking crock pot, okay? This thing, I had to, and guess what? My way is better.
I get
Says
it.
Says me. Yeah. So we're going to do, and I used to go to, I used to go to Buffalo, New York all the time. I went to one of the two places that
this does not legitimize your recipe, okay?
No, it does. It does. I went to the two places that both claim to be the original buffalo wing, and they're both.
Both of them.
Yeah,
well, there you go.
They do.
Is there one? Or
they
are
do.
There a few?
And they're both awesome. I wouldn't know which one to credit more, and they're both old gas stations kind of places, you know?
I'm sure your chicken wings are about to give us gas. Yeah. So anyway, what's going on?
You're going to have to drink some beer if you eat mine,
okay,
chicken dip,
good.
Because this is something I took down for tailgating at the Detroit Lions game last weekend. I took my future son-in-law for a bachelor's party
boys
and my son-in-law, Matt, who came up for it.
Time out. He's not your future son-in-law anymore. He's your son-in-law now.
Yeah, well,
right?
But
I mean,
at the time,
get married on
at
Thursday?
The time,
yeah, right.
At the time, he was my future son-in-law.
Right, he was. Yes, he was.
And so Adam Bauer came up. It was wonderful. We had this wonderful dip that I made. I was so happy with it that I decided to bring it into the recipe mix here. And basically, I took a buffalo chicken dip recipe and I grilled the chicken instead of putting it into a pressure cooker. Because that is sick and disgusting.
Okay.
Why would you do that? And I also took skinless, boneless thighs because it's just like probably now my favorite piece of chicken. I make them every week. I do up at least a dozen every week because it's good for my
it's
diet.
Good girlish figure.
It's a diet thing, and the kids like it. Maureen likes it, and it's a wonderful thing. It's a versatile piece of meat. So what you do is you get a couple pounds of skinless, boneless thighs. I get mine at Sobeys, 10-pound packs of them.
Yeah.
But you can buy them in 2 or 3 pounds also. Bottle of hot wing sauce. I'm still a sucker for Frank's hot wing sauce. I just like it.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with it, man.
A little bit of butter, some cream cheese. I put a little bit of Hidden Valley ranch dressing in, some shredded sharp, and some mozzarella. And so basically what I'm going to do is I'm just going to lightly season with salt and pepper some of those thighs. And I'm going to grill them. And I'm going to bring them up to about 180 because it's just my habit. Since you're putting them in this and recooking them, if you wanted to go to 170, you're fine. But at 180, I find that they shred up and chop up nice. And then I'm going to take some Pam and spray it in one of my wife's ceramic cooking pans.
Not a Dutch oven?
Nope.
Okay.
Or if you want, you can use an aluminum pan, but I'm freakish about cooking in aluminum.
You always have been.
Yeah. Sometimes UFOs were right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to spray some Pam in a ceramic pan. Or actually, what I have is a couple of her old baking pans that I've trashed, and I can throw those on the grill and get them black. It won't matter. And I'm going to indirect grill. I'm not going to fire up the smoker for this. I'm just going to indirect grill them on my Tech Infrared, throw them on one side, heat it up on the other side, put some wood chips on it. I got nice little smoke. And if you have an older grill, The patina, when you heat that thing up, the patina from that grill alone gives it just a flavor that it's basically carbon is what you're eating.
Yep.
So I'm going to throw this mixture in there, and once I get it on, I'm going to spread it all around. I'm going to put my cheese on top. I'm going to throw it on the grill for, I don't know, I'm going to really look at the top of it and see what the cheese is doing, but 350 to 400. I think on the website it'll tell you on thegrillingguys.com when you look up this recipe, and it's going to be called Grilled Buffalo Chicken Dip. I think I put 350 to 375. If you run it up a little high, you're not going to hurt a thing.
Well, and after it gets all done, you put it all together, and it's great on a little piece of toast.
Try to stop eating.
And it's great. It's actually one of the things I really like about this buffalo dip is dip a piece of celery into the dip, and you got a little chunk
of
chicken up
there. That's the best diet thing you've ever given us.
Chicken up there with the
all up in there.
My mouth is watering all
God, that's a great idea. Yeah. I can have celery.
Right. Serve stalks of celery with your dip, man. Dude, you don't have to have crackers.
Dude, because of Snap Fitness and me just paying attention to what I eat and not being the pig I was, I'm fitting into jeans my wife bought me like 4 years ago that I never was able to wear.
Wow.
Never. Well, she bought them for me, and I didn't say a word.
She was dreaming about your future, dude.
She was. But I never wore them, and I never said anything to her because I tried hooking them up, and I was like, there's like 3 inches in there that's not going to hook. It's going to hurt really
bad.
She
didn't buy the kind with the elastic waistband? That like
not this time. Yeah, we call those pajamas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, nothing wrong with those. Nothing wrong
with those.
You've
been to one of our pajama parties.
Yes, I have. Christmas. I proudly say that, yes, I have. Huh?
And, did you get pajamas at the Christmas party?
I had my own.
Oh, you had your own. Yeah, all right, there you go.
Exactly. It was BYOP, right? But anyway.
You peed your pajamas?
Right. One last thing. This is one that's like super common.
You love this.
Grilled jalapenos. Everybody's got their own way to do them. You can cut the top off horizontally and you create a little cup, or you can cut them vertically and you create two little boats, right? But the key to this, it depends how hot you like them, because you either take all the seeds and the membrane out.
Placental fiber.
Or you leave it in there. If you leave it in there, you're going to get a much hotter product than if you take it out. So I tend to make food more mild, because if I have guests, 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10 don't
want
to
eat.
You're
not a hot freak either.
Right. So they don't want to eat. So, but you can stuff these little guys with almost anything.
Wherever you want.
I went up to, shout out to Captain Ken, Gyra Charters over in Augray, right? Our walleye captain. I was up to his lovely lady Judy's 50th birthday party a couple weeks ago. He made jalapeno poppers on the grill. This is his recipe. Super simple. He cut them lengthways, right?
In half.
And he put a piece of grilled venison sirloin, a little rib of it, in there with the cream cheese, wrapped it up, put the bacon in it, and grilled them. Nice. And it was just a nice little surprise
it's
on the inside.
Not sausage.
Right. It's not
slightly
a sausage.
Slightly healthier. Right. Well, way healthier than breakfast.
Well, they still had bacon around. But and cream cheese in there. But anyway, it was just cool to see him do that.
That's nice.
And he was struggling because he was rolling them too much, and he didn't put toothpicks in them. So I was like, I'm not going to be critical. I'm standing there watching. Because
he'll throw you over next time you're fishing.
Right, yeah. And I want to go back fishing.
Right.
But anyway. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about, what is this, Bob? The Perfect Bloody Mary? Well, that sounds tasty.
Oh, yeah.
Stick with us. We'll be back.
I'd ask you just the same, what are you doing New Year, New Year's Eve?
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan,
Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
The tongs that I received for Christmas, because you know what? You ever get a new tool around the grill for the Christmas gift, you're like, yeah, I can see how this is going to work. I hope you got one, because I did. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob, and you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. We're talking about getting you into the new year and maybe throwing a little tidbits on your barbecue.
Yeah,
to,
easy.
Feed your friends, right?
Hey, thanks, Mr. Producer, Brian Fongers, the wizard of the big board, bringing us in with some bumper music from the Minnesota Madman Prince.
Right.
Love that. Who doesn't love that song? If you do, just hit us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys and tell us that you don't love it, and then we'll block you.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Anyway, we're talking about party foods and stuff, and before I go into the next stuff like rumaki, which is something I was turned on to when I lived in Hawaii in the military, and it's chicken livers with pineapple and a little bacon wrapped around it and some water chestnut, which are like, you know, four of the main food groups. I want to talk about, you were talking about grilled jalapenos, and I was remembering a month ago, you and I went to Cinco de Mayo and had lunch, because I love Mexican food. And what they had, and we should go there again soon.
You hungry?
But I asked them, yes, I'm starving.
That's not on your diet, dude. But anyway, go ahead. Keep going.
So I asked for some jalapenos, and she said, do you want them grilled? And I said, sure. And what they did was they took the jalapeno lengthwise, and they held it by the stem, and they probably took a knife and just ran it down, and then turned it a quarter turn, ran it down, and then they threw it on the grill and grilled it like that with the thing slotted open so that it would be, you know, more like a, I don't know, a four-fingered thing when you get done grilling it.
If they cut it three times, yeah.
Yep. They cut it twice.
Yep, one way and then the other way.
Yep.
Okay, so you had four
things on it, and they just rolled it over, and there's a term in the Spanish language or the Mexican culture, when they grill a jalapeno, and it all I can remember is it sounded like caca, but it's not caca, obviously. It looks like it, but it's a...
How'd it taste?
It's fantastic. I'm just amazed with jalapenos, because they have so many things that... They have characteristics that come out depending on what you do with them. You know, if you roast it, what's it called?
You caught me off guard.
Chipotle.
Chipotle, yeah.
When you grill it, it's called like cuca or something like that. Yeah. When you pickle it, it's different. If you eat it fresh, it's different. I mean, that one pepper can have like 5 to 8 profiles based on what you do with it, time and temperature.
Right.
And it's Peppers are just cool. I mean, they're so healthy for you.
Well, paprika is really a pepper.
It's a Hungarian pepper.
Right. It's a smoked pepper.
Smoked Hungarian pepper.
Right. Exactly.
And what did the Hungarians know about peppers? Well, that they were brought to Europe by who? I think it was Magellan.
The pepper merchant.
I think it was Magellan.
Right.
Anyway, you should know your history by now. Anyway, let's talk about Rumaki. Who, if you know,
are we struggling right now? Is that what we're doing?
If you know who brought peppers to Hungary, please email us at the Grilling Guys. Go to thegrillingguys.com. If you want to reach out to me and Jop, you can catch us there. You can say contact Jop or contact Big Head Bob.
That's exactly right. So, what is Rumaki, Bob?
It's cool. I'm going to say it's Japanese, based on the spelling and the Japanese people that used to make it for me in Hawaii. But it's grilled chicken livers with bacon wrapped around them. You take a toothpick and you run it through this chicken liver with bacon wrapped around it, and you set it on top of a piece of pineapple, and then on the bottom you have a water chestnut.
Right, a little slice of one.
Yeah.
Like a quarter size,
and
right?
Then you just lay it on its side. You're going to totally trash out the toothpick.
Okay.
Okay? It's okay. But you grill that until the bacon's done, and then the chicken liver's done. And I know a chicken liver sounds really gross because they eat with their peckers. That's part of the
problem. Little interesting flavor, though, right?
Yeah. And then you put some Chinese sweet and sour on it. It's fantastic.
Wow. Cool. So I am the lover of a great Bloody Mary. I don't drink a lot of them. Sometimes they're too acidic. We've had our friends from Brutes on before, and Brute is the little chihuahua on the front of that Bloody Mary mix.
It's out of St. Joe, isn't it?
Yeah. No, Grand Rapids, actually.
Oh.
And, but there's, you know, you go to a variety of stores, and they'll have a big selection of Bloody Mary mixes. And
you never know which one to get.
You don't.
Because you're going to bring it home. It's a party.
Right.
You got people coming over, because most of us don't buy Bloody Mary mix for ourselves. I mean, I don't. It's typically like something is going to happen. Now, when you and I used to do our show across the street on the other network, when we got done with the show, we would run over to the Elbow Room.
Right.
This recipe on thegrillingguys.com is from the Elbow Room, and it's called The Perfect Bloody Mary.
Right.
You remember that bartender's name, the guy with the long white ponytail?
And a white beard and a long white ponytail. Yeah. I don't.
Dude made a mean Bloody Mary. It was perfect.
Right. The thing I remember most is he always brought out the dill sauce.
Yep.
And that's like, it looks like a bottle of salad dressing.
Yes.
But it's a dill sauce. And it's thick. It's almost like a...
like a paste.
Yeah.
And
he squirts it on there, and it's a little bit, and he mixes it in. But
a little horseradish.
Yeah.
Had some hot sauce.
Yeah.
The dill sauce.
Worcestershire.
Tomato juice. Worcestershire. And some hot sauce. Right.
You mentioned the hot sauce twice because Bob likes them spicy.
Yeah. Well, I'm redundant.
Right.
And you might want some vodka in there.
Right. Yeah, a little bit of that. But he shakes them. And then he puts it in the glass, and it's just really good stuff.
Oh,
now the garnish is the art.
Sometimes
of the
that
Bloody
can
Mary.
Be really cool. Now right. They're getting ridiculous with some of those too.
Yes, I agree.
You know, I don't need a salad. I don't want a giant. I know it makes for a great photo app, but I don't need to see a bunch of shrimp. And this thing's so big, I can't pull it up and take a tug on it.
Right. Yep. Or you need a foot and a half long straw to get through.
Right.
We were over in. Leelanau, northwestern Michigan, up in Leelanau, and they put a smoked chub, which is a smoked fish, and it was maybe 8-10 inches long.
Jeez.
And they put a smoked fish
in your
Bloody Mary. Yeah, I remembered it, right?
Yeah.
So but I've seen a lot of yeah.
I don't want to eat it really.
No.
I don't care for smoked chub.
Most don't.
You got to be a real geezer to like smoked chub, because that thing went away years ago.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, we still all love our chubs, but we don't want to smoke them.
No.
So if you're a real man, a real Bloody Mary might work for you.
It's time for some man law. Now you're a man. A man, man, man. Now you're a man. A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man.
Manlaw, when toasting beers, you clank at the bottom. Cheers. Here's to you, man. Hear that? That's how you do it. The bottom of the bottle.
That's right. Don't be that guy that reaches over and takes the bottom of your bottle and taps the top of your buddy's bottle, and then it overflows. Serious waste of beer. And
that's a man. You know, that's what? A violation of man law.
Right.
Actually.
It was funny one time when you were like 21 12. Years old, but get over it, guys. Come on.
12 or whatever drinking. Time you had your first beer.
Yeah.
What was your age?
Right. Well, I got a great story about that because my folks had a trottage on a lake, and all my family was up and down the same side of the lake.
There were cool.
Literally like 9 cottages out of 12
gosh.
Were all related.
Wow.
Right on this one
Don't
little
place. Don't piss any of the Joppies
right,
off.
No, but and it was actually my mom's side of the family,
uh-huh.
the Haddons. But anyway,
the Haddons.
My point is this.
Hadn't been there.
When I was big enough, about 8, all my uncles and my dad worked at General Motors. Well, they'd come up there on Thursday night during the summers when school was out, and they'd all commute Friday back down to the General Motors. When they come back, they're ready for a beer, just like we all are at
sure.
the end of a long week, right? And my dad
might even had a traveler on
right,
the
my
way
dad,
out.
My dad called me Dewey. Dewey, go get us a beer. And my dad kept he had a kegerator back in the day. This is late 70s.
He was advanced,
right? And I could carry 6 mugs in my little hands, right? In these plastic Michelob mugs. I remember what they were.
Right.
Fill them all up. They all had froth over. Well, what I didn't know is I still had the foam on my face from where I was too. And I'd bring them back, and they'd all be like, Dewey, you've been drinking beer? I'm like, no, what are you talking
about? Best New Year's story I've ever heard.
Coming up next, we're going to reflect a little bit on the wonderful 2018 that the Grilling Guys had. Stick with us. We'll be back.
2000. This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. This is something we don't do very often because, frankly, it probably doesn't make very good radio. But I just got this is the last segment of the year, 2018. Been a crazy year. I've been blessed so many ways. And Barbecue Bob, here's to you, brother. We got a beer in hand right now.
Cheers.
You're one of the highlights in my life. I'm just going to tell you that
you've
right now.
You got a sad life, if that's
and
the case.
I don't though, and that's just the good. That's just the beautiful part about this.
Mm-hmm.
It is what you make it, right?
Yeah.
It is what you make it, and
I'd have to say the same. I remember riding to a steak dinner with you, and having a conversation with you, and telling you that I need more new friends, and you're going to be it. And you just kind of looked at me in a funny way. But I just knew right then that we were going to be fast friends. And what I didn't tell you is that I was going to take you to deer camp and make you freeze for the night.
Yeah.
But,
that's that gullible part where you just don't quite know the guy as well as you think you do yet. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's not going to bring the fence.
Right.
He's not going to bring the tent poles, is he?
Yeah.
So 2018, we got to end GI Barbecue.
Right.
That was a big deal.
Brought it to a close.
It was 3
yes,
years
did.
Of work for us. And,
yep.
We got the last smoker delivered, and I, I appreciate everybody's
our
help.
Buddy Dave Dews, or our buddy Dews, has helped us out with that for three long years. Yep. We stored a bunch of equipment in his, yep. in his. Thank you, Dews. You're awesome, brother.
Yep.
And
I know you're listening because it listens every week.
Right. Yep. But it's a this is a good time. And you know what? Take a breath. Step away from the grill and just look around you wherever you guys are and count your blessings. We are in a wonderful country. We are in a wonderful economy. We are in a blessed state. And you know what? We all have problems. We've gone through them. And whatever yours are, you'll get over them. Just count on that. Mine aren't over yet, but I just have to sit back and look, man.
So what's your goal for 2019? What are you hoping
to
do?
What am I hoping to do for 2019? What I'd like to do is stay healthy. The things, you know, I'm 55 years old now, and things are starting. But my perspective's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Right? I don't need to get a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't want to accomplish a bunch of things. I need to be productive at my job so that they continue to find value in me. I need to be able to keep my health. I need to be able to continue my relationship with Michelle. And I just want to be a happy guy. And whatever that looks like for you, I hope that's your wish. And I hope it really comes true for each one of you. Because you know what? Barbecue Bob and I, man. This started out as a whim.
Just a business venture.
Yeah, it was a small business venture. I mean, we didn't invest a bunch of money into this. And 9 years later, here we are, man. So, you know, cheers to you, Barbecue
Yeah,
Bob.
Whatever market you're listening to us in, just know that it took a bunch of work to get this pounded through the airwaves out to you. And it's been year after year after year of the grind. And it's a side business for both of us. It's not our main occupation.
Right.
By any means. It's just a passion. And we love bringing the show to you. And if there's any way that you want to help with the show, like if you want to be a sponsor, by all means, we've got a couple slots open for sponsors.
Well, let's raise a glass to those guys that have. They took a chance on a couple knuckleheads
Alan
from West
Bob's,
Michigan.
Garrett's.
Right.
Schmoes. Fen Valley. Carry Me.
Right. Those guys are all good. We've got
Old World Olive Company.
Right. Old World Olive Company, been with us for a long time. And we're remiss if we miss them because we're doing
Repeating
this.
Arms.
Right. And we've got Better Made Chips. And we, you know.
One of our tastiest sponsors.
Right, yeah. But anyway, Happy New Year to you and yours. Be safe out there because we want to talk with you next year. Take care.
Acquaintance be forgot.